Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hour. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary with Beverly M. Menebo. Beverly, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
How about that? 20 years ago, this month. How about that?
We're still young. Isn't that amazing?
That's right. I'm just a baby.
I know.
And that's the story I'm sticking to. But anyway,
right.
Thank you. Thank
you. Message.
Thank
young.
You for the last 20 years. They've been great. I don't know what we would do without would have done without you. We appreciate your abiding support and your wisdom and your intellect that you've given to us over the last 20 years. Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
Exactly. I cannot believe it has been 20 years. I remember it precisely.
I do too. You had your new book out. Talk is not cheap.
Yep. I remember. Wow. Yep.
That was fun. 19.
Okay.
That was the previous millennia, you know, when we started that.
I know.
The last century.
Yeah.
So we're talking about things to help you become a little bit more comfortable when you're asked to speak. And one of the things you help your clients with are what you call a key message. What does that mean?
A key message is the one thing when you're done, you want them to remember. And so it's got to be short, it's got to be concise, and you say it more than once. So, for instance, a key message that I might use if I'm talking about what TLC does is I would say, you know, we bring permanent and positive change. Another time I may say, the change we bring to you and your company is going to be permanent. And it's going to be very positive. So I've just taken those words and I flipped them. But by the time I'm done saying permanent here and positive there, when I leave, what that lady talk about? Permanent positive change. I mean, it's going to stick with them because it's short and I've mentioned it more than one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what a key message is. And I highly recommend if you want your speech to last beyond the time that you're up there in front talking, come up with a key message. And no more than 9 words, and 9 words is really long, so I'm being very generous.
It needs to be something that you can punch, you can make bold, you can italicize, something that rings. And whenever I give a presentation, a speech, or anything like that, I try to come up with something like that. And then I tell them, all right, folks, that's going to be on the test.
Yeah,
and of course, they always get a kick out of it. You know, they think that's funny. And I say, what I'm going to say here, this is going to be in the test. And then I say it, or I say it in front or in back. But then they remember it. And I've had people come up to me afterwards and point their finger at me and repeat what I told them. I mean, they get a kick out. People will remember that. And it will whatever other deficiencies you think you might have, that will endear you to people when you do that.
So what you do when you do that, Jim, is you're giving it's what I call a marker. You're giving that you're telling them, remember this. So that's one way of doing it. Another way to use a marker is just to pause. I mean, you know, permanent and positive change. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Permanent and positive change.
Mm-hmm.
And, so there are, yes, point out your key message. The other thing a key message does is it allows you to support it afterwards. So maybe you tell a short story of a client, change the name, protect the guilty, but how they permanently changed or how they positively changed.
Another thing that you talk about is how that you help people with is sometimes your clients are asked to speak for what they would consider to be a long time, maybe a half an hour. Now, when you and I are engaged to speak, to give a keynote, and they say you got a half an hour, we're bartering, we're negotiating for 45 minutes or an hour, right? We, you know, come on. half hour, I can barely get off the ground in a half an hour. But for a lot, most people, that's like a half an hour. Oh, what will I say? What do you tell them?
That reminds me of one time I was asked to do a keynote in Cairo, Egypt, and it was supposed to be an hour. And long story short, they were behind.
Yeah.
Anyway, there were 10 minutes left, and this lady looked at me, and she had a look of panic on her face, and she said, "I'm so sorry. Is there any way you can condense your speech to 10 minutes?" And I looked at her, and I said, "No problem." So that would be a dream for most people. For
yeah,
me,
exactly.
Was, oh, my gosh, you know, that was hard.
I would have probably said no. Oh. Go ahead.
like I said, long story. So 30 minutes seems like a long time. We mentioned it a little bit before break. So you can start with the story. Let me tell you, everybody loves a story. You just want to make sure that your story supports whatever it is you're going to talk about. So when you tell a story, it automatically gets everybody in the audience to quit thinking about other things because they are engaged in the story. And then you follow the story with a key message. And then you have a support for that. And maybe now you're going to tell, you know, you're going to give an example. So know this. If you plan on 30 minutes, I promise you, and you time it, when you get up in front of people, it will only be 20 minutes because we tend to talk faster when we're excited.
Exactly.
So
I need your website one more time.
TalkListen.com.
All right. Hey, Beverly, good job today. Thanks for 20 great years. Come back
soon.
Thank
you.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.